Hello, sir. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Here we go.
Welcome back. Couple Couch Talk episode
17.
It's been a while. We've been under quarantine.
We've been under a lot of quarantine. A lot of weird stuff's been happening. Pretty much America's falling apart.
Yeah, that's right. We've had a lot of racial tension. We've had a lot of virus related issues. We've had a lot of stuff. You know anybody that's died from the Rona yet?
I know a couple people that's had it and almost died, but nobody who's died from it yet. Actually, I lie. I take that back. I know somebody who's died of it, but like an older gentleman. I want to say he was like in his like late 60s.
Yeah, I worked with the guy. Or used to work with the guy that he had it, and he died from that. But he also had some other shits going on. But
yeah, I don't really see anybody like like any kids and stuff dying. Really, I can't hear myself at all.
You don't hear yourself at all?
Not at all. Not whatsoever. Now I can a little bit.
Can you hear yourself now?
You're all the way up, dude.
Am I?
You're all really? The way up.
Well, I guess I'm not facing this some bitch right. I don't know.
Yeah, you got to get up close.
Oh, no.
Got to get up close.
If you're anyways, I know. I feel like my lip is touching it.
That's one thing we did get is, I feel like mine's real fucking loud, is that we got mic stands.
Yeah, well, mic stands.
Captain Kirk was like, man, you need a mic stand in the last podcast. So.
Oh, God. It would have been real handy during that. Kirk's nonstop calling me. Kirk, stop calling me. I'm not answering your phone calls if it's past 10 p.m., bro.
He does call me a lot. But
not doing it.
Me and him talked the other day, and he sends me a lot of really hot black chicks on Instagram.
What do you mean? Like Instagram pages?
Instagram pages. A lot of hot girls. Real hot girls. I'm a big fan, so. Keep sending them, Kirk. I keep following.
Man. Anyways, back to America falling apart. Yeah. We still are not playing basketball or doing anything.
Well, we play a little basketball. But
yeah, we played a little bit, but it was like up to us to hold a practice and stuff like that. Then Texas pretty much opened up 100%, almost. I'm going to say 75% capacity.
Yeah, well, and now they got the starting Monday. Everybody's got to wear a mask.
Yeah, so, well, due to like protests and rallies and riots and everything else, what a big, you know, gathering of people, Texas numbers shot through the roof, and then with the COVID situation. So we're back on mask watch for another.
Yeah, I got
2 weeks or so.
I've been rocking my little do-rag, my Crip do-rag.
Yep.
Because I thought it'd be funny, but now I got to get one that's comfortable because I went to the doctor's office with that thing on, and I felt like I was a criminal. Everybody was looking at me like I was the idiot, but we're all wearing masks, so.
I have yet to put on a mask. I have not put on anything yet.
Are you in Harris County here? Or y'all like
Liberty? Yeah, we're still in Harris County.
You better get your mask. You ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I know.
They're finding people is what they say. We'll see if the cops come out. Well, see, that's the difference. That's one thing now. Think about it. Last time the cops were like, F you, we're not doing it. But this time around, they might be like, you know what, we might enforce that. It's for your safety, folks.
Yeah, I know a buddy of mine got what was it, like a $30 fine or something like that, not wearing a mask.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
$30. I'd have said, fuck you.
Yeah.
We're going to do.
He's on his bike. they stopped him and was like, hey, man. You got to get your face mask there, buddy. Yeah, you're contagious.
Wow.
Man, I know some chicks that look fucking hot with mask on, though. When they take that sumbitch off, they look ugly as dog
shit. Well, I was saying, yeah.
I hope this is not the new normal because it's going to be hard as shit to. Like, I feel sorry for Hassan.
No, I don't know about that one.
You know what I'm saying? Well, I don't feel sorry for him, but damn, it must be hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, it must be hard to find a decent looking woman when all you can see is his eyes. And
yeah, no. I mean, he did, though. He did a good job at it. He found him pretty hot.
No comment.
Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah, I was thinking for the other way around. Like, some of these big girls are very pretty in the face. Just saying. So now that we're all wearing masks, y'all better step your personalities up.
So since our last podcast, I did have something happen to me. I did have something happen to me, and I got to give, give my boy Ty a shout-out for this one.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, here it goes. Okay, so look. How long has it been since our last podcast?
2 months.
2 months?
We've been quarantined.
A little bit before then, all right. Actually. This happened. All right, so this I was on Bumble. I got to swiping right on Bumble. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, I'm getting a little lonely. I need a wife. So there's a girl. Swipes right on me, too. She's got a pretty face. But I noticed every single picture was filtered, you know?
Yeah.
And I got to tell Nate. I said, Nate, man. I said, dog, tell me this girl's, like, is she cute? He says, man, I don't know, man. There's a lot of filters. I was like, you're right.
You got to watch out for all the Snapchat filters. Yeah. Puppy dog ears look good on anybody.
Yeah, so, yeah, man.
I look beautiful.
So, back to it. Well, anyways, she, I invite her somewhere. I forget where we were. And she gets out the car, and she's a whopper, son.
A big
like, enough. She had angles out the hoo-ha. Like, dude, hips, lips, and fingertips. Dude, just
so you invited rocking. Her over, huh?
Man, she said she was a dance instructor, everything else. So I was like, oh, shit, right? So
Zumba.
So then it got to the point where we're sitting away from one another, and she can obviously tell I'm not interested in her. I thought, you know, I feel like you catfish shit out of me, right? So I'm not even going about anything.
Being friendly, huh?
Yeah. And then she goes,
I got a shot, ladies. So I'm Bumble.
And out of nowhere, I forget how the hell we end up on it, but we say something about penis dick pics. Dick pics, right?
Yeah.
And she says, she goes like this. She says, I ain't gonna lie, I got an unsolicited dick pic about 3 or 4 days ago. Right? I said, dang, that's funny as shit. I said, man, that reminds me of my homeboy. That's my homeboy's always sending dick pics. I was like, was his name yada, 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 right?
Yeah.
And she says, y'all motherfuckers just set me up.
She like runs out the door.
She don't run out the door, but she's like at the restaurant. She's like saying, like, y'all set me up. You knew what the hell. You like, I'm laughing my eyes out, dog, because I'm just thinking, like, how the hell did I call out my boy from her saying dick pic? Yeah. Obviously, he sends a lot of them hoes.
Right.
That's just funny, though. That is funny. Man, so that's the end of my Bumble days, by the way. I'm off Bumble. I'm off Tinder. I'm off of Hinge. I'm off the date nap scene.
Get them the raw way, huh? The real world.
I'm
huh?
out of it. I'm out of it. No more.
Strolling down the street, you're going to find your lady. Huh?
I'm a straight shooter now. I'm going to meet wife at HEB with her mask not on her face. It's going to be on her neck. And we're going to both reach for the tomatoes at the same time. And we're going to catch hands. Then we're going to lock eyes at one another. I'm going to say, oh, you can have that one. She said, no, I'll leave it to you. I'm going to say, how about we share it tonight? And then we go home. We make dinner together. When we make dinner, we have a little wine. We sit by the fireplace, watch Netflix with Ferguson until the lights go out from the fire. And we wake up in the middle of the night and we see the smoke. And we get to cuddling harder.
Because of the smoke?
No, because the lights are out now and Ferguson's not in the bed with us. Oh, we're not on the pallet.
The fire went out.
Uh-huh, yes. And we're out of popcorn.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Forget the popcorn.
Somebody ate the popcorn. Somebody ate the popcorn. Gotta get those people, yeah, but before somebody ate it, I remember somebody put hot sauce on it. I don't like when people put hot sauce on the popcorn.
Who does that?
Man.
People do that.
Yeah, so I didn't want to kiss her. You know?
Fair enough.
Yeah, so I ain't going to want to kiss
Spicy
her.
Mouth.
So, yeah, I'm gonna kiss all down her body.
Oh, so you were kissing on her.
No, I'm making up a story about how I met my wife, remember?
Okay. Yeah. Keep going. Oh boy.
Well, so then I'm kissing down her body and we make passionate love and we fall in love and we have ourselves about 6 babies, but then I find out that one's not mine, but I've always raised it as mine and I have to deal with it.
Okay. Well, I mean, I feel like you would be a good stepdad or a little, you know, whatever you call it. Mm-hmm. Like whatever kind of dad that would be.
A Byron.
You take care of it. You take care
He's
of
definitely
it.
Gonna watch us.
That's a fire.
That's a fire.
He said it.
Well, at least you're a good guy. I mean, you could be the piece of shit that left the kid. True. Not the piece of shit that, I mean, not, I said a piece of shit. Not the cool guy that takes care of the kid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it really does take a true man. Let's just be honest, dude. Like, I've had tons of questions on Instagram. People are like, would you ever accept a stepchild as your own? And to be honest, if I'm answering that with brutally honesty, like brutal honesty, then I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know, to be honest with you.
Like, I've been in that situation a couple times.
I could love a kid. I mean, don't get wrong, dude, because when I dated before, like, her nieces and nephews, like, man, I was in love with them. Like, I was so cool with them. I took
it's easy
to
fall in love with kids, though.
Yeah, man. You know, cool. It's like you're breaking up with the whole family, huh?
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
That's
a tough one.
Man. Yeah. Making puzzles with the family 1 minute, now you're blocking each other on Facebook the next minute.
It's a thing, man.
And then, yeah, man, you're breaking up the whole family. You know, I'll like a picture every now and again, and I'll get one more family member block me. So I can't like anything. Then they didn't know I was still in the group text. Then this is her story. Then her mom sent the group text, said, will somebody bring me to the hospital because she was hurting or something like that. Her side was hurting or something
Got you, baby.
She lives like one street over, right? And I said, I got it, right? And they were like, how are you still doing here?
Get the fuck out of here.
They kicked me out, but I brung her mom to the hospital.
Well, that's a nice thing for you to do.
Yeah, man. I ain't mad at her mom. Her mom cooked me steak once.
Once.
Yeah, it was a good steak.
You saved your life for a steak. That's pretty good.
No, I don't think I saved her. I think she was hurting. I don't know what was wrong with her.
Oh, well. She might have just not been that steak.
Yeah.
Was it good?
It was a good steak, man. Okay. Good steak. She kind of zoned out every now and again. I remember her mom would zone out. Just kind of.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend at the time would make fun of her.
That's funny. And one thing that we've been doing lately, too, is we've been hitting them trails.
Pushing. Yeah. Hey.
A lot of people have been pushing down there.
A lot of people have been pushing. I ain't going to lie. Cam Haynes amped me the hell up, dog. Cam Haynes is a bow hunter sponsored by Under Armour, but he's also an ultra marathoner.
And he runs, you were talking about this. This son of a bitch is crazy. He runs like 200 miles or something like that.
He runs a marathon a day almost, yeah. And I was like, well, if he can run a marathon a day, I can push one.
Yep. And pretty much,
he doesn't run it straight, though. You got to think, like, he'll do like 7 miles here, 7 miles here, 7 miles here.
So. There have been some people putting some serious numbers on the board. We've had a competition here in Houston. I guess not really Houston. I guess it's just been like, you know, all this.
Oh, I feel like.
I guess
like
Carlos started it down in Corpus. And I think, like,
Jasmine's been going off.
I think she did like 20 miles today.
Yeah, Jasmine's been going off. Like,
I'm rolling out of bed, and she's done 20 miles.
Yeah, you know? She's doing cocaine at 3 a.m. and hitting trails at 4.
No, Rob is the one doing cocaine and just going in circles. Rob has done, like, he'll post his, like, app thing on there where it's got, like the route he's taking and how many miles. And it'll be, like, 10 miles, but it's all in a circle. Like, he just went, like, pushed 3-4 times, took a right. Pushed 3-4 times, took a left.
Was a crazy son of a bitch.
I love Robbo. He's a hot one. And
I love his captions because you're like, that don't make no damn sense at all. He's like, 30-mile push, rest 30 miles, push 30 miles, something like that. Like, I'm just like, that motherfucker talking about 90 miles.
I keep saying we got to get Robbo on the podcast, like, but you know, I love Robbo. Robbo has, like, the most badass story, man.
Yeah, we got this dude from...
he's from Libya.
Libya, and he's pretty much led a regime to take over the government, pretty much.
Yeah.
Something like that. I want to say, dude...
He got shot with an AK-47
It's really hard for him to explain what the hell went down with his life, but... Some shit went down.
And he's like some kind of printing baron. Like, they have, like, his family over there. It's like just straight ballers.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool.
And you can tell, like...
And he's the nicest dude ever. Straight up.
I think he's a savage. I think if you...
I mean, he's a savage, but, like, when he's your buddy, he's solid, man.
I think if he sees somebody get murdered right in front of him, he would just be like...
Seen that shit, bro.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Seen that shit.
Leave it for the ostrich.
For the ostrich. Man, he keeps posting these pictures of Libya. It's fucking beautiful in some really parts, man. Dude. I was like, man, you riding horses out in this, like, crystal clear water. I gotta get
my favorite thing about that, dude, is when, like, basketball, when we're getting, like, amped up before games and hyped up at halftime and shit.
Yeah.
You could tell he goes back to Libya war mode.
Yeah, you know he does. Like, he does. I feel,
like,
that.
He's like, yeah!
I'm going into battle with Robbo. I get pumped as shit when he, like, gets us.
Let's fucking go, because he can't even move, really.
He's a badass. I love
him. Yeah, man. Robbo's a good dude. Yeah. And it was so hot that day we were playing.
It was hot. We played this church parking lot not too far
from here. Hottest day of the year.
I don't think it's been hotter since then. I don't really know. I mean, the next day after, I don't feel like it was that hot. But we were playing on blacktop, so, like, the sun just, like, cakes up the heat on that blacktop, and then it gets hotter, like, as it radiates up.
Man, I can't wait to play ball again, though.
Man, we got to find a fuck. Like, y'all got to come to my house. I found, like, six schools over there. They got, like, badass, like, covered gyms, or gyms, basketball courts. We can ball out on. They got tennis courts, man. I've been getting it on tennis, too. Well, you can socially distance at tennis. Like, you can keep your social distance at tennis.
We're going to open a Cripple Compound.
We need to.
Cripple Compound. We are going to start a clothing line and a gym soon.
Soon. It's coming.
Soon. Like, seriously.
Waiting for we're waiting for the financial markets to take a shit on the commercial real estate so we can get something real cheap.
Yep.
And then we're going to slide up in there.
Like them DMs.
Yep.
And then DMs.
We're going to have a Cripple Compound. We do cool stuff,
man,
there.
I've had some pretty weird DMs lately. Not weird.
What's the weirdest one you got?
Really not weird. Just people hating on me about nothing, really. Like, yeah.
Well, I've seen some people that said, oh, you just do the same thing over and over every day.
Yeah, it's a Marine that said that, too. You would think he would, like, and he followed me.
He
followed me. I screenshotted his messages and the fact that he followed me before because he was like, you do the same shit every day, blah, blah. And I was like, yeah. I was like, greatness is boring behind the curtains or whatever. And he was still hating on me. Like, he was saying shit. And I was like, bro. I said, you must be a fan. What size shirt you wear?
And then, well, he'll be the first shirt we give away.
And he got mad at me. He got mad. Then he started talking, like, real shit, you know, blah, blah. And I was like, you're a fanboy. You follow me, LOL, LOL, LOL. And he blocked me.
Yeah.
But I was just like, more than less.
How often do you block people?
Oh, God, every day.
I feel like I'd have fun.
Every day. Every day. But like, it's like usually like, man, I can't stand when they're like, hi, hi, hey, hey, hi.
Well,
hey,
I feel like I get hi, those too, but I think they're spam because hey, they're hi, like zero, hey. Zero posts and they got like two friends.
No, I've got some that ones. Like are like 1,000 followers and stuff to do it. Oh. I'm just like, no, you're just annoying.
See, once again, people, when the masks come out, your personality is going to have to step up because we can't go off looks alone anymore, you know? We're cripples. We're ugly already. I mean, I just took half my personality away when you look at my face.
Man, I remember, like, dude, what's crazy is if I'm speaking real, like, dude, when I first got my Instagram, I would probably respond to some of the girls that writes me today, this day and age, right? Like, I'm like, damn, dog, like that. But now it's like, I don't respond to shit because I'm just like, dude, I've seen some weird ass stuff happen to me, man. Like, and I've had some girls get weird. You know, like, just, like, out of nowhere, just get, like, kind of, like, you could tell they're a little in the nubs or something.
Yeah.
And that freaks me out.
Just shake the little nub?
Yeah, shake that thing.
Yeah. Somebody right now is going to stop, pause, reverse, fast forward about 1,000 times on this.
Starting to OnlyFans.
Yeah, we're on 4K now. And OnlyFans? That's cool. I hear a lot of girls making money on that. You might as well hop on
that
train.
Oh, my God. There's so many.
I know a couple of crippled girls doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So we know. I thought about paying just, but it'd be weird.
Is Bentley doing that?
I don't know. I don't think so. Not that I know of.
Girls out there. Shout out Bentley.
Yeah, she's an Amarillo.
Shout
people.
Out Bentley.
Shout out to Amarillo, Texas people.
I think, like, Garrett out there. I can't wait till you come to Houston. Jill's coming to Houston, too.
And I'm telling y'all, once y'all get here and realize how cool we are, we get crunk here in Houston.
Man, I can't wait till Bentley comes down. We're going to have some fun. She looks like she's like a good time.
Yeah. She seems like a cool person.
And Jill's like good time too, man. We went to Disneyland and shit, have fun.
So same, man. We're gonna get it.
We didn't party, but
I seen she was doing some. She's like a nurse or some shit.
Yeah,
she was injecting
one
some shit.
One-handed nurse.
I
was what?
Like,
the
fuck that? I be looking at her funny though, for real. If I was at the doctor's office or like whatever, I'd be like, man, let me help
fuck
you.
Get
you ain't poking me with that needle.
Hell no.
Oh, nubby hand. What if I start bleeding out here?
I would let her go. I would let her go. But I would be like, oh, shit.
I'd be scared the whole time.
Yeah.
I know she's going to watch this. She'd be like, you're a fucking asshole.
Well, I mean,
you know what? I'm just joking. But
I'm not.
I'd be a little, I bet it, people think that. Though.
I'd let you do it. I'd just be a little nervous.
Yeah. That's it. For sure. Yeah.
It's like somebody touched your butthole for the first time.
Do you ever get scared when you get haircuts? I get scared when I get haircuts sometimes.
Just when my butthole gets touched. You know what I'm saying? When somebody touches your butthole, you're getting nervous, but you're excited. But you're like, hey, don't penetrate, motherfucker. Well, easy. I ain't in prison, but, you know, it feels kind of good.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Like, I've been like, wow.
So.
Yeah.
There you know.
Yeah.
There you know.
That was hand.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. All right, well.
He'll poop shoot.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Some people go there, some people don't.
Well, thanks for tuning in, guys. We've had a good time with y'all. Oh, I guess we do got to talk about this because it is going to be a topic of a session. Okay, look, we're all for Black Lives Matter. We think the whole George Floyd situation was bullshit. The dude was obviously murdered. It was a terrible situation. Sure. Me personally, I don't hate cops for it. I hate that cop. I don't think all cops are bad. So I'm not going to say like fuck 12 or nothing like that. But I do believe that y'all have every right to fucking protest, riot, and do whatever you want. To be honest with you.
Well, I feel like there is a limit to what you should be able to do. Like, I don't think it should get violent. However, I will say that, like, the one thing that is disappointing in this whole thing is that you've seen riots, you've seen, like, the cops kind of like, oh, yeah, we're on your side. But I haven't seen anything yet of, well, I guess here lately we have seen a lot. But initially we didn't see anything yet of, like, talking about reform. You know, like, now a lot of the stuff I've seen on Instagram coming out, these, like, pages that say, like, the amount of time it takes for an officer to be trained in the United States compared to, like, all the these other countries.
Oh, yeah, we need better training for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it's an outlet for a certain type of people to get a lot of power, and I think that is the reason why we have a lot of the problems that we do now.
I think just a bunch of insecure punk-ass motherfuckers can get a badge.
Yep.
And then once they do, they finally... They've been a punk all their fucking life, you know what I'm saying? And then when they finally get a badge, they think they got a big dick and shit. And then they do something like, you know, that gives them a little authority, then something else, then all of a sudden they're like doing, man, it's just a bad seed, dog. Just a bad person, bro.
Well, and that's the thing. I feel like with more training, you can weed those bad seeds out.
And just, like, realize it before it happens.
Before they let them loose on the streets,
sociopath.
You know? Yeah, because I feel like a lot of people do. I've come across a lot of people that are very unreasonable when they pull me over. I feel like that. There's been a few times where I needed the cops and they haven't been there. So I'm just going to leave it at that.
I'm not going to lie.
I'm not picking no sides.
I've never had a good situation with cops. I'm not going to say I've been the most tolerable, but they have definitely, like, abused their power with me, for sure.
I've seen that to a lot of people, and I've seen people, like, you got to know your rights. That's one thing I'll tell people right now. Know your rights. I mean, the right to remain silent is a good thing. You know, sometimes you have to go to jail to resolve things. So,
mm-hmm.
you know what? If you realize it's something stupid and they're going to take you because they're dumbasses, then you know what? That's just how it works sometimes. It's going to cost you money. You'll probably get off. Just that's kind of just the way the system is. But that's one thing I keep saying is that we need some type of reform. It's like a lot of people that get arrested, things are escalated to a situation where
I'm just like wondering people start losing lives. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? Okay, we're defunding. So then, like, what?
Well,
now?
So let's think about this, right? Like, one thing, I don't know if we necessarily need to defund, but I feel like we could reappropriate money in certain areas, because why do all these cops? I live in Fort Bend County. Look, go to Fort Bend County and look and see how many people drive a car now. How many cops cars are cars? They're all Tahoes. I don't know if y'all priced a Tahoe lately, but they're in that, like, 50 to, like, 70 range. So you figure the car alone's that price. Then they deck it out with all their, like, military shit, bumpers, lights, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, you got a $50,000, $60,000 car minimum. And they're stacked plumb full of those things. So why can't we get you guys, like, a Malibu, right? Something costs, like, half that price.
Yeah.
Or something smaller, hybrid, you know? Like, I feel like we've given these guys more money than they know what to do with. And now they're to the point where there's a bunch of crazy people out there that are cops that are unreasonable and need to be...
Because I've met some...
Retrained, I really do.
I mean, there's a cop around this area, man. That I ain't going to name any names, but he's a fucking, like, a cop in like, the whole, like, community I live in.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows behind scenes he'd be whooping his wife's ass, but nobody can say anything. You know,
he's a cop. Like, that Blue Lives Matter shit,
bullshit,
it carries
man.
Over, man.
Like, it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
It's going to be just bad people out there, and you really can't do nothing about it, man. We're never going to be in a world to where there's all good people. You know what I'm saying? We just need to stop and realize.
But I feel like we could strive for that, you know?
We could make it catchable faster right? Like, we can make it noticeable and, like, be, like, hot. Like, I feel like the best thing that's going to come out of this is it's going to be, like, it's going to drive out all the real racists. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to show everybody's true colors.
Yeah.
You know? And once those people are like, got the spotlight on them, then we go, okay, fuck them guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck those dudes, like, or fuck those people, whatever. Leave those people alone and go our own route and, you know, go in peace, love, and harmony with the rest of the community that doesn't give a fuck about the color of your skin.
Yeah. Yeah, 2020's been a wild year, man.
It's crazy, man.
We got to take care of ourselves this year, man. It's crazy. It's wild. And everybody all that's watching out there, y'all take care, too.
I hate feeling tension when you go in places and shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can just, like, I feel like it's just kind of weird now.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if you don't have a mask on.
Yeah.
Start next week, we're mandatory masking.
Everybody's kind of scared to shake a hand, Gary. I mean, I just don't like it, man.
Yeah.
It's just not my cup of tea.
It's hard. Yeah. Anyway. Well, thank y'all for watching.
Thank you for watching.
Episode 17. We'll be on there. Maybe next episode will be 17 or 18.
Oh, shout out Quit Bitching Coalition.
Hey, and
Pitbull Rules' newest sponsor, clothing company. Get your hats, get your shirts, get your face masks for the COVID-19. Quit Bitching Coalition. Boom.
And don't forget about your Abe's Fitty Foods. Abe also has now some, I think he calls it Abe's Fitty Fuel or something like that.
Abe's Fitty Fuel dropping July 17th. Your boy will be maxing out his bench press July 17th. I'm not going to say what I'm shooting for. You just got to come and find out. We will be going live for the event. We will be going on YouTube. It will be posted up to your nearest platforms. Get ready for a show. Get your popcorn. Don't put hot sauce on it.
Yeah, don't put hot sauce on it. Get your Abe's Fitty Fuel pre-workout.
And your Korean beef. Get the Korean beef.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Shout out, Lil Kiki.
All right, have a good one. Bye.